In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus gives three parables involving seeds, and all of them are from Mark chapter 4, which is where our gospel is from today. The first parable is the famous parable about the sower of the seeds, who goes and sows the seeds on various kinds of soil, and the soil produces various amounts of fruits. And then the other two parables in Mark chapter 4, the ones we just heard in our gospel today, the final one being the parable of the mustard seed. But in the parable of the sower, Jesus identifies who the seed is. When he's explaining the parable to his disciples, he says that the seed is the Word. And Jesus, of course, is the Word of God. The seed is the Word, who is Jesus. And so we might ask ourselves, if Jesus is the seed, what does it mean for him to be a mustard seed? What does it mean for Jesus to be the smallest or one of the smallest seeds around? Well, if the seed is the Word, what are the smallest words that we can use to respond to something or someone? Well, those smallest words must be yes and no. Even in other languages besides English, these are some of the smallest words, yes and no. If we think about some of the Romance languages, specifically Italian and Spanish, the word yes even has the same letters as the word no. These are the smallest words, the smallest seeds, the mustard seeds of our language, yes and no. And we might think of Jesus as a small but mighty seed. A small but mighty word, and his word is yes. Jesus is humanity's yes to God, even as Adam was humanity's no to God. Jesus is the great yes of humanity to God, and from Jesus's yes, like a mustard seed planted in the ground, grows up something truly magnificent, wherein the birds of the air can find shelter. What grows from Jesus's yes is the church. The mustard seed, which grows into this great plant, is an image for the church, and the birds are the various people of different tribes and tongues and backgrounds that are brought into the life of the church, to come to know the Lord, and to experience salvation. From a small but mighty yes comes something truly great and magnificent. But Jesus's yes would never have germinated, as it were, without another yes. Without another two yeses, in fact. And those would be the yeses of a young 14-year-old girl in Nazareth of Galilee, and the yes of her betrothed, a young carpenter. Without the yeses of Mary and Joseph, Jesus's yes would not have germinated and borne fruit and grown into the life of the church. When the angel Gabriel came to propose God's plan to Mary, to share God's plan with Mary, we can imagine all of creation, past, present, and future, holding its breath, waiting for Mary to say yes. Because upon her yes depended everything. Depended our salvation. But it wasn't just Mary who had to say yes, but also Joseph as well. It was the yes not only of a mother, but also of a father, which made possible our salvation. We can only imagine what might have happened to a young girl with child, pregnant, out in the world with no one to provide or protect her, without a husband, without a father. Mary's yes, but also Joseph's yes. And they could have not possibly known at that moment what their yes was going to do. It's kind of scary to think about this, brothers and sisters, but had they not said yes, we would not be here today. And so we can only imagine all of creation, past, present, and future, taking a big sigh of relief. But not only Mary, but Joseph said yes as well. We're here today because of the yeses of many people. We're celebrating this year our 175th anniversary as a parish. It was because of the yeses of those original parishioners, the yeses of their priests who cared for them, and the countless other yeses between then and now. That's why we're here today, because of those small yeses and those people could not have possibly imagined that we would be here today, and yet without their yes, we wouldn't be. Brothers and sisters, I'd invite you this week to think back on your life and think about those key yeses, not only your yeses, but the yeses of others. Those yeses that have made it possible for you to be who you are, and especially to be a person of faith. What a gift those small yeses, those small mustard seeds have been in your life. And a far scarier thought, brothers and sisters, but an important one as well, how many people are depending on your yes? Not just right now, but in the future. It is upon your yes to God, a small yes, a mustard seed of a yes, that many people depend. Many people that we don't know or could not possibly imagine. Brothers and sisters, the greatest thing we can do is to say yes to God. Even when it's hard. Even when we don't know where it will lead. So let us always say yes, no matter what. And the Lord will take us where he wants us to go. Amen.